Welcome back to Consider This with me, Melissa Idris. I'm chatting tonight to Kanita Krishnasamy, Director for Traffic in Southeast Asia. Kanita, you've painted quite a grim picture of the wildlife trade. Rightly so, we should be concerned, we should be alarmed, and we should act, which is why what the report wanted to do, the newly released traffic report, it called for a renewed game plan in combating wildlife trade, illegal wildlife trade. So, talk to me about some of the recommendations that have been put forth in this report that can be adopted by countries in Southeast Asia, particularly Malaysia.
Okay. So the recommendations that we've made are similar for most countries because no one country is unique in terms of the problems that they're facing.
Okay, so some, all somewhat similar.
Yeah,
okay.
they apply to pretty much all of the countries. So we're talking about governments needing to look at the legal and policy framework. Is it fit for purpose? A lot of the laws that have been in place are great when they were enacted 20 years ago, but so much has changed. The world has changed 20 years ago to where we are today.
You were just
things
talking
like
about
online platforms.
That. Yes, exactly.
You know? So I think there's a serious need for governments to look at the suitability of the law in terms of tackling not just simple small-level illegal trade, but organized criminality that involves wildlife smuggling across international borders.
Okay.
We also certainly want to see a lot more law enforcement taking place across Southeast Asia because we are talking fundamentally about crime. And one of the I suppose, best ways to tackle crime is to up your law enforcement. And we've seen quite a number of successes here in Malaysia. Beginning September last year, a new sort of task force was established. And this is now being, it's called Ops Khazana.
Okay.
And it's quite dedicated to addressing wildlife crime.
Okay.
It's being led by the Royal Malaysian Police and the Wildlife Department of Peninsula Malaysia. That's how it started.
Mm.
Since then, so many other law enforcement agencies from across Peninsula Malaysia, Sabah and Sarawak have basically come on board and realized and recognized that this is a massive problem.
Right.
And everybody from Marine Police to Customs to Immigration to Forestry agencies, everybody's realized that this is a huge problem. And they are making successes where seizures are concerned.
Okay.
They are making a number of arrests. They have initiated investigations into anti-money laundering.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's just across the board. I mean, from what I'm understanding, the things that you're saying, it just goes across every ministry, every agency, department, and almost requires the coordination of all these different, I guess previously worked in silos, right?
Correct. And it's not because it's not just a wildlife problem. It's a crime. And in some of these cases, we've seen, high-powered rifles being seized, machetes, machine guns, bullets, homemade guns. It's really quite mind-boggling. And this is not somewhere far out there in some other foreign country. It's happening right here in Malaysia.
Which ministry would this fall under? Is it the Environment, Ministry of Environment for Malaysia?
So currently, with the new cabinet,
yes. This
falls under the Ministry of Energy and Natural Resources, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But again, it's not just the responsibility of one ministry. Obviously, when you're talking about natural resources and wildlife, somebody has to take the lead.
Understood.
And so a particular ministry takes that lead.
Mm.
But because we're talking about an issue that is so serious in nature, it really requires the involvement of many agencies across Malaysia.
Okay.
And we've got pretty good laws. We're not just talking about the wildlife laws. The wildlife law in Peninsula Malaysia is perhaps, in our opinion, perhaps one of the most superior legislations in Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Because the fines are really, really high. We're talking about fines that can go up to 2 million ringgit if it involves import and export of things like African ivory and African pangolin.
So you're saying that it's starting to get a little bit better. How do we ensure this momentum continues?
I think that's the million-dollar question,
okay.
Right? Making sure that what we've started
right.
actually remains.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a new Malaysia. We've got a new government. Mm-hmm. And I think from the environmental sector, we really hope that what has been initiated will continue,
mm-hmm.
will remain. And we find additional resources that can assist law enforcement agencies to continue
okay.
the pace that has already been initiated.
Well, what you spoke of is to curb the supply of illegal wildlife trade. What about the demand? What about, you talked about Malaysia being also a not just the marketplace, but also the consumer point for these animals. What can we do in terms of, you know, persistent behavioral change for consumers?
I think perhaps this is one of the more complicated areas because changing behavior is not easy.
Right.
Telling people to do the right thing doesn't necessarily mean that they are going to do the right thing, you know. Otherwise, we would perhaps wouldn't have as many people who drink and drive. You know, it's against the law. Mm. It's not responsible. There are serious repercussions if things get wrong, if things go wrong.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that people do it. So any effort for changing behavior is in the long term, but we have to start somewhere.
Okay.
And a number of efforts have already been initiated. Traffic, for example, is engaging with the Traditional Chinese Medicine Association of Malaysia.
Okay.
This is a 4,000 strong membership across the entire country. And this is the place that buys and sells wildlife products containing derivatives of wildlife products, for example. So we are engaging with them. I don't think we're at a stage now where we can say what the impact has been. Some traders are more responsible. They have signages in shops that says they don't sell wildlife products, for example. But we're in this for the long haul, I think. We're just going to have to make sure that we have enough resources and energy to continue doing what has been initiated so far so that we can see what change happens in the very near future.
Okay. Are you encouraged by the trajectory that we're on, or is this more of a pessimistic scenario?
I'm encouraged. I think for, as a Malaysian, working in Malaysia and dealing with law enforcement agencies in the country, we've seen some really, really good stuff happen in the last few months.
Okay.
I think the motivation is there. Again, I think it really goes back to whether or not we can sustain the level of effort that has already been initiated. And we really, really hope that that stays, because otherwise you would undo a lot of the good stuff that we've been able to do. And because we're talking about criminal operations, if the investigations don't continue, we're not going to go anywhere.
Right.
So people have to be investigated, and we're not talking just about what happens when you arrest a person, because the person who you've arrested is probably not the mastermind.
True,
so investigations
true.
Have to go all
go
the way
on.
Back along the trade chain.
Yeah. Okay. All right. In the minute or so that we have left, Kanita, I just want you to sum up your main takeaway. What would you like someone watching tonight to understand and digest and consider about the illegal wildlife trade, so that perhaps his or her opinion or has you know, a new thought or question about this to take away tonight?
I think learning about the issues is probably the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you know something, then you probably have a better chance of doing the right thing as opposed to the wrong thing.
Right. So get informed.
Yes, get informed.
Okay.
For consumers, please, please, please learn about the animals that you want to buy. Just because somebody's offering it doesn't mean that it's legal, doesn't mean that it's right, and doesn't mean that you should buy it.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show. That was such an enlightening conversation. I'm
Melissa
Idris. With me, Kanita Krishnasamy, Director for Traffic in Southeast Asia. I hope you learned something about the illegal wildlife trade and take away a little bit of that awareness with you and spread that education to someone who might need that knowledge. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Melissa Idris. I'll catch you in another episode of Consider This. Good night.